Shalom,
hello, we are reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, the articles of Shamati, article number 7, what is a habit becomes a second nature in the work.
We have gone through a good connection in the Congress. We still don't understand where we were and where we are now. It's like a little kid. He's not aware how he progresses day by day. Just we that look at him on the side, we can say, look, he started to do this, he can do this now. But he himself, he's not aware that he progressed. That's how it is with us. We on ourselves can't understand and know what's happening with us, how we are advancing. And only later, when we'll be in degrees in which there will be revelation of the light of the Creator, then we'll be able to gradually weigh them, those same states, to know what's the difference between one state to another. When our coarseness will be arranged such that will be similar to the light, then we'll be able to weigh the light within the coarseness, and then we'll know what we're attaining and how we're progressing. But there is one matter that we can accordingly to understand where we are. Are we justifying the Creator? That's the question. In the states that I am in, am I justifying the Creator? When I'm justifying Him, I'm called righteous, tzaddik, when I'm in some adhesion with the Creator already, being nearer to Him. And so on this we need to pay attention. Are we even in bad states, terrible ones, because we each time are falling into our will to receive in order to take from it some part and to raise it to bestowal, and once again we descended to reception, and once again we rise to bestowal. So if we are in all these states, in both polar ends, in reception and bestowal, we are in any case are in joy. Joy is the check that we are progressing to good, that I am justifying the Creator on all the states that I am going through. Because all those same descents, I am doing in order to pass more and more from the will to receive, to catch something from it and raise it above. And thus, this is our work, until bit by bit accumulates to a large sum, and from this accumulation, I begin to reveal the upper world, spirituality, and the Creator within this world. And this is how we reach spiritual life to the upper world. That's our work. We need now, after the Congress, that we've began with a nice, good, and correct connection, to begin to realize it more. Meaning, to see in ourselves how, day by day, we are raising our egoistic will to receive of each one, and adjoining it to the Creator. How can you join the will to receive to the Creator? That we want this will to receive to also work in bestowal, in connection between us, in adhesion, because there is no other force. And this is what we need to learn, how to do this. This is work day by day until the end of correction, until the entire will to receive that the Creator created. And it's, as I said, it is a bad desire, as the Creator, it is said, I've created the evil inclination. And so, how do we raise it and from it a good desire to work in bestowal like the Creator? And then from that same spark that the Creator reveals to us that only this we have from Him in the meantime, by this that we add to this spark more and more and more of our will to receive, then the will to receive begins to illuminate like the spark. And that's called the darkness will illuminate as the light. That we are adjoining to the spark of fire. More wood, another piece of wood, another piece of wood, until it becomes a large flame. And thus our will to receive will specifically work on the intention to bestow. And there are many such examples, what we're doing with the will to receive, in order specifically to enlarge the Creator in our eyes, that from the small spark that is in us, and thus we are drawn to Him, we are building, making this large fire, and such a reaching adhesion in Him. Let's read the article and see how we are progressing. Please.
So we are in the articles of Shamati, article number 7, what is habit becomes second nature in the work. By accustoming oneself to something, that thing becomes a second nature for that person. Hence, there is nothing that one cannot feel its reality. This means that although one has no sensation of the thing, he still comes to feel it by becoming used to that thing.
We see this once again very well on kids and babies, that more and more and more we awaken them. We want them to feel, to see, to react to all sorts of states. And by this they develop. If we leave them like this, they won't develop more than what life will awaken in them. They will be small beasts. Only by this that we give them all sorts of stimulation, that by this they grow. And such all our work is to invite from us more and more correct reactions on what we are hearing and reading from the upper world. How we, the spiritual world, which is not felt, not in our senses, how we will awaken each time to feel it, to discern something in it. Despite that, there isn't. It's like a little kid, right? He sees from the big world just his little world, where he has a bit of interest according to his will to receive. This is what he grasps, and this is what he wants, and not more than this. And so we need to awaken him, to bring him to some things, to bring him all sorts of toys, to shake him up. And this is how we slowly develop him. And this is what the Creator is doing with us. We just need to be alert that we will begin to develop by us, each shall help his friend, such states that each one will develop. And so without a society, you can't develop. If a person remains on his own, let's say, I don't know, he was born and left in the forest, and we know such examples, they're like beasts, and afterwards they can't develop anymore. If he doesn't catch the opportunity given to him from above, then later, even though he's taken at a more advanced age, I don't know, 20, 30, you can take him out and bring him to human civilization, he can no longer develop anymore. So this needs to be at a unique time, a special atmosphere, and then he will develop correctly. That the atmosphere is drawing him to all sorts of more exalted, more human reactions. And this is what we need to develop in our society. And thus, this is what he writes here.
And
thus, there is nothing that a person can't feel in him its reality, meaning even though a person has no sensation, perception of the matter, in any case, by the habit in the matter, a person reaches sensation. So we are not in the upper world, we're not in the spiritual world according to our sensation, but we are. We just don't feel it. We lack to develop our senses. And this is what we need to help one another, all of us together. We have already a large society, the beginning of the path. The Creator is taking care of us. We are a unique group from all of humanity that has been privileged with progress in such quantity towards the goal. So let's go. We'll make an effort. Please.
Paragraph, we must know that there is a difference between the Creator and the Creator being regarding sensations. In the creatures, there is a feeler and the felt, the attaining and the attained. This means that we have a feeler who is connected to some reality. However, a reality without a feeler is only the Creator Himself. In Him, there is no thought or perception whatsoever.
We don't know how it's possible just to feel something. Rather, there is I and what I feel, something outside of me. That's how it is by us, by the created beings. But the Creator, he Himself the reality, and thus we can't understand Him or grasp Him, how He is the nature, this force on its own that exists. And so by us, the attainment is incorporated from both discernments, the one who senses and attains, and what is attained, what he senses attains. Onwards.
This is not so with a person. His whole existence is only through the sensation of reality.
Because our vessel is entirely a vessel of sensation, desire.
Even the validity of reality is evaluated as valid only with regard to the one who senses the reality. In other words, what the feeler tastes is what he considers truth. If one tastes a bitter taste in reality, meaning he feels bad in the situation he is in, and suffers because of that state, that person is considered wicked in the work, since he condemns the Creator, as he is called the good who does good, for he only bestows goodness to the world. Yet, with respect to that person's feeling, the person feels that he received the opposite from the Creator, meaning the situation he is in is bad.
meaning the person determines his reality according to his sensation. That's what he has. Besides the sensation, he has nothing. If we are will to receive, so what is accepted in the will to receive, that's our perception and reality. So, thus, according to what is accepted in the will to receive, without philosophies and I can feel this and that, I feel bad, but it's good. No, that's not enough. Rather, how I feel, that I am determining as my state. And so if I feel good, this that I receive from the Creator, that I'm called righteous, that I'm justifying Him, because He's truly such. And if I feel bad, then I'm called wicked, because despite that the Creator is good, I receive according to my qualities an opposite sensation. And accordingly, there are degrees both in the sensation of good and the sensation of bad. Everything is compared to what I feel and the Creator gives.
We should therefore understand what our sages wrote. The world was created either for the complete wicked or for the complete righteous. This means the following. Either one tastes and feels a good taste in the world, and then he justifies the Creator and says that the Creator gives only good to the world. Or, if one feels and tastes a bitter taste in the world, then one is wicked because he condemns the Creator. It turns out that everything is measured according to one's sensation. However, all these sensations have no relation to the Creator. As it is written in the poem of unification, as she, so you will always be. Shortage and surplus in you will not be. Hence, all the worlds and all the changes are only with respect to the receivers as one attains them.
All right. No questions besides PT-25? Please, let's answer them.
Thank you, Rav. So if I understand correctly, the Creator gives you suffering and you still have no attainment of spirituality.
The Creator never gives you suffering. He is the good that does good. It cannot be that He gives you suffering. Rather, you feel the suffering because you are in an opposite form from Him.
Okay, so when you suffer, then you're still not in attainment.
So correct yourself. That's what's left for you. That's it.
How do you justify the Creator?
Until you won't reach the good sensation, you won't justify Him. Your sensation points to who you are. And it won't help you. You can't feel good and say the Creator is all righteous and good. Rather, your sensation determines. Your sensation itself determines. Ita 4.
Rav, come giustifico, come correggo me stesso giustificando il Bore, oppure...
How do I correct myself and justify the Creator? Or is it the other way around?
The extent that I correct myself, I more and more can justify the Creator as the good that does good. That's it.
Baltia 3.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. The question is this. Real spiritual feelings, or the feelings you're talking about, are they covering some bad feeling on a certain level, or is it just a good feeling?
No, the good state by us by Kabbalists can grow only from the bad state. That initially I see how opposite I am from the Creator, from the group. I don't want to be with them. I don't want to connect. I have repulsion from everything. And gradually, by this, that I'm in the group and in the study, in all sorts of actions, I invite some spiritual force on myself, and gradually it makes a change in me. Spiritual force is called the light. And thus we advance.
Нужно ли искать следующего уже какого-то ступеня, когда вы приходите, какое хорошее ощущение?
Do you need to search in some next degree, some good feeling, and immediately when it comes, you need to be in a deficiency for it?
Of course, we need to yearn to connect with the all the time with the friends more, and together with them to the Creator, that it shall be together, me, the group, and the Creator. And by this, I very quickly invite the next more advanced states.
Hello, Rav. Hello, everyone.
Как через ощущение, как получается через привычку?
The question is this: how does it turn out that through habit we begin to feel?
By this, that I annul before the friends, I reach qualities of bestowal, and I begin to feel in them a new reality. This is only by that the connection with the friends is made more important than my private sensation. Moscow 6.
Если я ощущаю горький вкус, то мне нужно стремиться его исправить или раскрыть.
If I feel a bitter taste, do I have to yearn to correct it or discover a good taste in it?
To open in it a reason why I feel bitter and how to turn it into good. Precisely like this, from darkness to light. Mark 3.
Thank you, Rav. A person justifies the Creator to the extent of attaining his thoughts.
Yes. And also between this and that, he's also in greater falls. That he begins to feel that the Creator is causing more bad, and then accordingly more good, and then even more bad accordingly, and then even more good, and all the time like this, from minus to plus, each time we are raising the sparks of the shattering, of the breaking, to correction.
Barur.
Is that clear? Salt Lake City.
Buenos días. ¿Es posible cambiar esta realidad? ¿O solo podemos cambiar la sensación de esta realidad?
Is it possible to change reality or only how we feel about reality?
Our sensation is the reality. Just like now, we live in a world that thus we are depicting it to ourselves. There is no the world without attainment, without our perception. There is nothing objective that exists if not us who attain it. There is no such thing. It's all only with respect to person who attains. Belarus.
Рав, скажите, как мне дать уловку нашему желанию получать?
Tell me, please, how do we give the will to receive some bait to use our activities in such a way that the friends have to justify it?
Как мне дать?
Oh, said not, he didn't understand. Repeating the question, how not to give a bait in the, to the will to receive to use all our actions in such a way that the friends have to justify them.
We need to continue. According to what you're saying, there's not what to do. We just simply need, in each and every moment, to check what I feel within the society and how I connect to it, and how specifically by this I see my spiritual reality, my life. And without this, I truly feel myself that I fall from between connection to them. I fall to beastliness, that ultimately that I will want to stop to see, to feel the world by myself and only through connection with them. Okay. Rehovot.
Thank you. How come in reality we can agree with everything we see?
I don't know what you're saying. How do I know that everyone is seeing the same thing? No. Everyone in grasps reality in their own vessels. Now too, and in spirituality as well. P 26, 27.
Thank you. A question regarding justification. Normally, when the Creator sends a certain state that a person feels right now as bitter because he is opposite from the Creator, the main thing a person tries to do is increase the importance of the goal through the 10 so that the state will seem less important than the goal. Is this a process, or should the bitter become sweet, or does it become less important?
There is the entire process that we are raising ourselves above the bitter. That's called that we are reaching the degree of Bina. And after that, we even this all this bitter, the entire will to receive, we turn it into be on the intention to bestow. That's called that we're already reaching the degree of Chokhmah. So there's two stages here, to bestow on the intention to bestow, the first half of the process, and to receive on the intention to bestow, which is the second part of the process. And everything ends in on the intention to bestow, everything.
So our main work is to turn the bitter into less important than our goal, so the goal is more important than the bitter?
Again. Wonderful, you said correctly. That's called love covers all transgressions, all crimes. Just cover. But afterwards, the crimes, the transgressions also turned into commandments, into love. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. The Creator pushes a person away from the tin and disconnects him entirely. What does...
Where do you see that? That's happening to you in the group?
Yes.
Okay, and?
So, what does it mean to justify in that state? Do you just agree with it?
That all the disconnect is not really to disconnect a person from the 10, rather to give him an opportunity to connect to the 10 in greater effort. And then by this, he grows. We need to understand the spiritual parzuf is measured according to how much it has coarseness and screen and reflected light. And then according to all these principles, components, with that it turns to the Creator.
But in a state when a person cannot, he tries to do everything but is failing, he prays, nothing's working, what should he do then?
Turn to the group. Turn to the group if you can't on your own. Why do we have arvut, mutual responsibility?
PT 31. A friend from the 10 is asking, can we come to a state where we justify the Creator every moment through the connection with the friends?
Or so? Yeah. Even more so, until I don't connect with the friends, I don't feel that I am in some contact with the Creator. Where do I attain contact with the Creator if not in the friends? The Creator is in connection between us. The connection between us exists. Just we are in breaking. And so we don't feel the connection between us, and we don't feel the Creator that needs to be revealed as filling us. That's it in sum total.
The approach of measuring if we succeeded or not at the Congress, isn't it an approach where we place ourselves in front, ahead of the Creator?
By what can you check if you succeeded or not? I don't know. But we need to check. Just by what are you checking?
So, by what do you check?
By my urgency in connection with the group, with the entire world, Kli. With the entire world, Bnei Baruch, that I feel that now I have more necessity for spiritual advancement to connect with the entire Kli. Worldly. That's it. According to this, I feel that if I am disconnected from them, I feel that immediately I am in a fall, in a descent. That I have all sorts of calculations, thoughts, and sensations that are egoistic and private. If I am among them, immediately I am incorporated in them. And in my heart and mind, I already have what is occurring there is already different. It's spiritual.
How do you justify the Creator in the first state and in the second state?
That too is only by this that I am in the society. If I am outside the group, I cannot do any correct action. Start from this. No correct action. Very simple. It's written in every place. So first of all, for me, it's to connect. First of all, to connect. And then from within the connection, we begin to advance correct onwards, inwards. Kiev.
Рав, а разве вера выше знания может стать привычкой?
Can faith above reason become a habit?
Faith above reason is the quality of bina, the quality of bestowal, which dwells upon the quality of reception. And so surely we organize ourselves such that we more and more tie ourselves to faith above reason until we begin to live in it, until whatever we're not capable of inserting into faith above reason is in, it's in restriction, such desires, egoistic ones, in restriction. That's called the Sof, the end of the Patsuf. But the Rosh and Tov of the Patsuf are all in faith above reason. Meaning, in this that I appreciate bestowal above the reception. Both in the Rosh, the head, according to the calculation in force, and also in the Tov of the Patsuf, which is in action. And thus I correct the vessel of my soul. I build of myself a spiritual creature.
It's
written that habit becomes a second nature, so it's as if the effort disappears. As soon as you have a second nature, everything is clear.
If I already have a screen on a certain will to receive, that I work with this will to receive in the correct manner, on the intention to bestow. Yes. I receive more and more broken desires to receive that are revealed. Yes. And I make an effort to make on them a screen.
Из которого мы каждый раз можем начинать действовать, веря в высшее знание.
So, is a screen a degree from which you can begin to work above reason?
The screen is in that same vessel that attained the screen, and it directs the desires in the vessel to be on the intention to bestow. And on those that he cannot direct to on the intention to bestow, he restricts. And that's called the Sof of the Patsuf.
PT 14.
PT
14. Bestowal above reception, does it become my feeling?
Yes.
Bestowal above reception gives you the spiritual sensation.
But so what, only habit can cause it?
No. Rather, by this that we each time make an effort and make an effort to be in force of bestowal, that in that same force of bestowal, we begin to feel the new reality, the spiritual reality.
Good morning. More than once, the attempt to justify your friends causes you kind of a quenching of the bad feeling. It puts out the bad feeling. Is there something you can do about it, or is it just a phase in the process?
It's a stage. A stage. Initially, you are incorporated in them and seemingly annulled in them. And afterwards, you begin to use the force of connection and nullification in order to scrutinize your private states. Continue.
I'm going to ask as well. Concerning what you said about the necessity to connect with the whole world kli, the Congress left such a flavor. It also strengthened the feeling in the ten that this is your home and it's your life. But it also gave a flavor of this informal connection with the world kli and this wealth and diversity. And you feel that when you bring it home afterwards, it was very special and it awakened this necessity to connect a little more with the world kli. So my question is, and you also talk about it, how we have to move to that next state. So how do we take it forward? What do we do with it? Look, we have nothing more than what Kabbalists wrote. And even if they did write more, I don't think we would understand much more in it. We have to implement the connections between us as much as possible. And then we will begin to discover more and more what they meant when they wrote these words to us. Because everything, as he writes here, all the changes are with respect to the receivers, from the perspective of the attaining person. And that's it. I have nothing more to advise you. Speak among yourselves, search among yourselves how to put together a network of connection among you throughout the world, in all the groups, in all of reality. And that we will try to establish ourselves. It all depends on us. We have to do it because by this we put together the soul, meaning the Merkava, the chariot, the structure of Adam HaRishon that was broken. This is really what is ahead of us.
in our generation to make the general correction. But more than they wrote, I don't know, it seems to me that the only thing that's left is to implement. If you ask me questions about this, I can add as much as I understand about it, but basically, they wrote everything.
Turkey 2.
Turkey 2.
Good morning, dear Rav and friends. A question from Tan. What kind of prayer should I rise to the Creator to give my friend a good mood? What is the prayer that will bring about this ascension?
Eli, תחזור.
Eli, repeat, please.
What kind of prayer should I rise to the Creator to give my friend a good mood? What is the prayer that will bring about this ascension? Thank you.
תתחיל לדבר עם הבורא.
Start speaking with the Creator about all your deficiencies, all your desires that you think you should have. Start talking to Him, constantly to Him, and you'll see how things begin to materialize more quickly. That's it. Turn to the Creator all the time, ceaselessly. Everyone and each one.
No, Aharon, Tel Aviv 4.
Okay, last one, Tel Aviv 4.
Toda Rav. Rav, if I understand,
if I understood correctly, the force of bestowal, the Ten, the Creator, they always remain on some static level, and the more I advance towards them, such my sensation becomes a better sensation. And have a better opportunity to justify the Creator? Is that correct?
Yes and no, because our way in progressing contains left and right. I feel more descents, more disconnections from connection among us and with the Creator, less understanding, more confusion. And then I get up and from that state, and I understand more, and I feel more, and again I fall into confusion in my feeling and understanding. And likewise every time, descends in a sense, left, right, because I can't understand and feel something new unless I discover a new broken will to receive, and then I correct it. And in the corrected desire, I begin to discover the new degree, the new spiritual degree. And likewise every time. This is why it's written, 1,000 times shall a righteous fall and rise. Every time you fall and rise. But every time you fall deeper and you rise higher.
So precisely in this stage of the fall, from the fall, a person needs to once again get up to that, return to that same point, the same connection with the Ten?
No, to a greater connection.
Okay, so where is the justification here?
Because you're rising to a greater connection. Thanks to what? Thanks to falling deeper. As the advantage of the light from within the darkness, the greater the darkness, the darker it is, so the light seems to shine more.
So by what privilege does he rise? By this that he justifies?
By connecting to the Creator and asking Him. Only through connection with the Upper Force. You have nothing else in reality that does anything and to which you can connect and ask.
אין לנו שאלה
כזאת. don't have such a question. By what? From whom? How? It is all only from Him.
Tov. Ken Gilad.
Okay. Yes, Gilad.
Is it possible maybe we can have a workshop question to summarize this topic?
Yes. Workshop question. It's simple. I can feel myself in the Garden of Eden if I justify the Creator 100%. Then I am called righteous. What activities do we need to do in order to feel that we are righteous in the Garden of Eden? Go ahead. Workshop.
What actions we need to do in order to feel ourselves in, as righteous in heaven? Well, Rav's answer to Aviu really opened up this scrutiny, because you can't erase the state that you seemingly don't understand, but you need to go to faith above reason. And afterwards, after this stage, that you accept it, that it's a really dark state and you don't understand and you adhere to the friends. Afterwards, there's the place to do the scrutiny. Why did this state come privately and it turns truly into a sweet state? And that's the next state.
Right. The more we awaken each other toward the greatness of the goal, the importance of the goal, the sublimity of the path we're on, to that extent, each one can disconnect himself with, sympathizing with his own personal state, and begin to sympathize emotionally with the process, with the road itself, with the goal, which is, even though it's not attained, that's where he is attracted. And then you can disconnect more and more and rise above the unpleasant or bitter state that is happening to you now, because you identify that it's necessary and important as part of the process.
As Bala Salam writes, only the choice, an environment, and that we read the sources, listen to the teachers who explain to us, and the friends who give us an example. Only by this we can see how much these states are necessary to advance us to the only goal, the risen life.
Right. Everything returns to the connection between us, to the work between us, the connections between us. When we exert to do good and give the Creator a place to come in and be revealed among us.
First of all, to understand that there we need to yearn, and there we're hoping to reach, to justify the Creator in sensation in our heart. And until I don't reach that sensation in my heart, not to rest. And the way, as we learned now, how to do this is only through the friends, through the group, and if it doesn't come from there, it's by default a mistake.
In general, it's about exerting on the path, on everything that gives you, that makes you draw reforming light. This, in the end, is the force that is not from our world, and it comes and can give you this feeling.
Lowliness of oneself and greatness of the friends.
Exert in the friends as much as possible, however you can.
To invest means to give them an example, to help them all the time to enlarge the importance of the goal. That first of all, above all the sensations, all the pokes of the Creator, you have this importance. This is our ordinary state, that we're in such importance that we're just floating above these things. We feel them, but we don't fall to them. You just feel these pokes and you're above them. And then even more to add in love and connection, and begin to see that all these things we feel as a part of this stew the Creator is making.
To constantly be speaking to Him, turning to Him, each of us and all of us together, to want to be righteous.
Yes, and this sign of righteousness is joy that a person feels inside naturally. And a person is looking for his next stage, and we find it in this very unique connection we have within the Ten, and to come out to the entire world clearly, because that's our role. And afterwards, to build this stage, the step, that this is all our work. Next, before we go on to the next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song together.
In this time so uncertain, what are we thinking of? Is the world going crazy? Or is He sending love? Could it be that His message goes over our heads, leaving us with the feeling of confusion instead? Alone I am blind, together we see. We need one another to truly be free. Alone I am blind, together we see. We need one another to truly be free. Another.